What happens is that first the dark matter forms the structure. The ordinary matter then follows the dark matter. The ordinary matter is hydrogen and helium at this stage. And the hydrogen and helium fall to the center of the dark matter halos that are forming, and that's going to become the galaxies.
If these ideas are right, then the link between these minute ripples in the early universe and the vast cosmic web that now fills space is dark matter. But of course, dark matter is invisible. So there is no way to see it creating the cosmic web. But it is possible to simulate the process using one of the world's most powerful supercomputers.
Here we are at NASA Ames, the research center where we have the Pleiades supercomputer. Each one of these cabinets contains 512 processors. Let me show you. So that's half a terabyte in each one of these cabinets. There's 110 of these cabinets to make up the entire Pleiades supercomputer. So this is a really big supercomputer. This is NASA's biggest.
The challenge is to develop a virtual universe from its early beginnings to the present day to see what role dark matter might have played in shaping the cosmos. If you tried to do this using a home computer, it would take almost 700 years.
If we're doing our job right, we can put the pictures into a video, if you like, that shows the whole structure of the universe.
And this is the end result. It's called Bolshoi, an amazing visualization of what the structure of dark matter might look like in the universe today.